light in darkness. Will you bow down to the darkness? Or will you fight?
Join that sexy thing for living way out here on the Survival Circle Network. Yep, Amy's back on weeknights except Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time with an hour of trivia, fun, and interesting stories. Join her for living way out here.
The number of people looking to buy firearms is up nearly 50% compared to 2007, according to the FBI.
In the month of November, our gun sales were probably comfortably 250% of what an average month is.
All in favor of losing your rights? Please do nothing. I gotta get me back. I can't be beat, and that's a fact. It's okay.
This rally is not about guns, but what these guns that everybody's going to wear represent is the true badge of the free man, that he can bear arms in defense of himself without permission from anyone, and that's what these arms represent.
Gun laws in the U.S. vary by state, and the amount of regulation is a hot-button political issue. It can't take me.
You have associated two U.S. senators and associated them or comparing them to terrorists. I said, well, they are.
It can't take me. Fill your hand, you son of a bitch. You can't take me.
I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across.
Does this country remind you of the America that you grew up in? Do your children enjoy the same freedoms that you did when you were young?
Do you think that you can take me on? You must be crazy. There ain't a single thing you've done that's gonna faze me.
Just how far are you willing to be pushed? When are we gonna put our collective foot down and tell the tyrant, get off of my back? Hi, I'm Cope Reynolds, and if you're tired of the same old sugar-coated mush-mouth monologue of talk radio, join me for The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Central. Guns, self-defense, survival, current events are just a few of the topics that we'll discuss on The Shooting Bench, and we're going to start discussing them right now.
Have you forgotten?
All righty, here we are. Welcome to the Shooting Bench. It is the 24th of June. We're right in the midst of our, it's a Wednesday. We're right in the midst of our resting period between the expo and our class coming up in Yakima, Washington this weekend. Sure looking forward to that. We always have a lot of fun. Got a good-sized class, and we've had some work done on the range since I was here last, and it ought to be a good deal. And I have, as I will for tonight and tomorrow night, I've got Anthony Bosworth with me again. And Friday night, we're probably, Well, we'll talk about it. I'm not sure. Friday. So we do a show Friday night. We'll be done with the class by no later than 5.
We good.
I think we ought to.
Yeah, we good.
Okay.
We'll be jacked up after the class.
Oh, yeah. We'll be able to say. I ain't staying up till 3 o'clock.
No.
That was enough of that last night.
Yeah.
So, yes, we'll be at that Liberty Lounge. We'll be here in all of its splendor on Friday night. So everything is going to run the same, and Anthony will be with me, providing everything goes well. We got an issue tomorrow. We're going to see how that goes.
Yeah, I got to go back to court in Spokane.
Yeah, tell them why you're doing all this. Tell them how stupid it is.
Well, when I was at the last court date, I fired the court-appointed attorney, which I fired him on the first time I met him. Told him I wasn't interested. I refused to sign the paperwork, and they just took it upon themselves. The judge assigned a provisional attorney, and then this last time when I went in there, I fired him on site, and then went and appeared in front of the judge and let the judge know that I fired him, and the judge told me I couldn't fire him, and the judge went ahead and let him start represent me, and I told the judge that I did not give the judge permission to judge me, and I mean, excuse me, to represent me, and now I got to go back a week later to appear in front of the same judge to fire the attorney again and explain to the judge why I want to fire him.
And I don't understand, I do understand. They're doing this simply to cost you money, break you down, confuse things, make it harder on you. Because that's just stupid. All you got to do is call them on the phone and tell them, hey, he's fired. I already told you once he's fired.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I even made a motion to have this hearing moved local. You know, I have to drive almost 5 hours to get to this, to appear in front of this judge. And he denied my motion to have this, to be heard by a federal judge in my local town.
And it's a federal issue. It's not a local civil issue or a local municipal issue or something. So there's no reason in the world they couldn't have transferred it over here. So they're just trying to make it harder on you.
Exactly. We have a federal courthouse right here in our town here.
Yeah. So anyway, it's a mess. And for those of you that don't know, it's because of the issue back in, when was that, January?
Yeah, something like that.
February. Somewhere in there where Anthony walked onto federal property with a firearm, which is not illegal. There was no signs. There was no nothing. Federal law is very clear that is perfectly legal to do that. There's, I think there's a few restrictions on certain things, but for what happened, there's no restrictions on it. So they're just making it hard. Kit just joined us. And Eddie Crump just joined us. And we got, who else we got here? Let me go down through here and check real quick. Hey, I see a familiar name there that I haven't seen in the chat room before. Blue Streak 1776. You know who that is?
No, I don't.
Well, I can't tell you exactly who it is, but that is my contact I told you I had down yonder.
Roger.
Yeah, so this is a JJ nosing.
Okay.
I'll tell you more about that after we do. C7, Tinker Doc, Eddie Crump, Long Slide, Goat Mode, Kit, Mother Earth. Roger joined us tonight. Peanut Rider, Yakima Glocken. Now, it's funny he would join us, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, since he's sitting 15 feet away. And a couple of Anonymous. No, not more than a couple. There's three. Okay. All right. Good enough. Let's see what. So, okay, Intel Kit's on top of it. 25 February was the arrest date. So she's paying attention. So that could conceivably cause us. What time do you have to be there tomorrow?
Well, the court didn't tell me. I just got to be there early enough in the day to make sure I get the time. They put nothing in writing for me.
How stupid is that?
Kind of like reliving Randy Weaver?
Yeah. So you need to be there by 8 o'clock in the morning?
Yes.
So you better get to bed now. Well, yeah, you're going to have to leave at 3 o'clock. Does it take 5 hours to get there?
Yeah, about 4.5. If you don't comply, you can do it in 4.
All right. Well, anyway, we'll see how there is a possibility that something could happen, and he may not be back in time for the show. We don't know what's going on for sure, so we'll play that by ear. But the show will go on one way or another. So, and providing he's not in jail again or something, we'll Friday night we'll be doing Liberty Lounge together.
Well, I invite you to come down and sit outside the cell, and we can do the show.
Hey, we could do that. I'll just hand the mic through the window there. So who is WMD Doc? We have a new. Oh, it says his first time here. All right, WMD Doc, I don't know where you're from. If you want to share a general region with us or something, you're welcome to. But anyway, you're welcome to the show. So let's go a little bit on. Did we have anything? I think that's it. So let's talk about one of the things that happened this weekend at the Arms Expo. One of the things that we conducted there, an activity that we had, was, well, let's take an earlier step prior to that, and that is the amount of training classes that we had during the expo.
During the expo, yes.
And we had, I don't even remember all of them. I wasn't able to make most of them. So what all did we have going there?
Well,
had a couple of intelligence classes that Kit put on.
Yeah, our classes were kind of divided up into two categories. They were all open to the public, and some of them were just prepper stuff, and others of them were directly designed for leaders. But keep in mind that the general public could take them also.
Yeah.
You know, we had...
Nothing secret there during those classes.
No, nothing at all. One of the classes we had is Fourth Generation Warfare in the 21st Century. That was put on by Mike Vanderbo. It was one of them. Let's see, we had Planning Events and Securing Comms put on by Matt Shea and Graham Hunt, and those are two state reps. We had Personal Defense put on by Jake Davis. Let's see, Intelligence for Preppers put on by Sam Culper. Let's see. We had a human intelligence class, motivation and influence, put on by Kit. Let's see.
We need to do human intelligence classes over in Western Washington. It seems like intelligence is pretty short over there.
Yeah.
We should probably do some human intelligence classes over there.
I think we need to mainline it over there. Let's see. We did ham radio basics. That was put on by Christopher Hobbs out of Ellensburg. Deception and detection through statement analysis, another class, intelligence class put on by Kit. And then building intelligence products was another one by Sam Culper. I'm just going down the list here. And then Liberty for Everyday Life was put on by Sam Wilson. Common Law, that was put on by the National Liberty Alliance. Armed Civil Disobedience, Theory and Practice, was another one by Mike Vanderbo.
All right, WMD Doc, I know exactly who you are now. Thank you for joining us. I know just exactly who you are.
And then the last one was Developing a Militia by... You know, the one and only Cope Reynolds.
Hey, I would have liked to have made that one. And we did, I did a couple of classes on colloidal silver and stuff like that too, but the Developing the Militia class, I was surprised that those guys stood around there. You know, a lot of people had already left, and I said, well, I might luck out and not have to do this one. And then I looked up, and here's all these guys hanging around. And they said, you still going to do that class? I said, hell yeah, if you're here and want to that bad and hanging out, let's do it. No. So, but it worked out real well. It was a lot of good, intelligent questions, and I think that the guys were kind of surprised that it wasn't as any more complicated or scientific than it was, you know, just to get a group started. And just very briefly for everyone, you know, guys don't have to be, they don't have to have a military background. It may or may not be a good thing as far as the leader goes, because it depends on the person. Because not everybody that was in the military are decent leaders.
That's fine.
I don't care what they did in the military, what their job was, or how good they was at, how good they were at it. They may not be the best choice for a leader in the militia. But and there may be other guys that have a tremendous amount of leadership experience in running corporations and whatnot, but may not have the experience in the field. So how do you fix that? Do you find your military guys and designate your authority to have them do the things they need to do for training and stuff?
Exactly.
So it's not nearly as complicated as people make it out to be. So anyway, we had a we had another operation going on there, and I'm not, you tell us about that. Get us started so I know what not to say. And
okay, what we had is we had a first level leaders FTX, and that was the point of the classes that were open to the general public, is to help train those leaders in those skills. And basically what we did is we just had a scenario, and we passed down the scenario and our sit reps and stuff from the scenario to the local leaders. And we had leaders from block watch groups, from militias, from communities of safety, just any group that's organized that had leaders. And of course we wanted them to take the classes, and then we passed down the scenario to them. You know, what would you do in these situations? You know, and it was some good. And we were working with AMRON, and mm-hmm. AMRON was the communication network that we were working with, and so we run the scenario, and we were in contact with other areas, and so we got to play a FTX scenario over a large area.
You know, and I'm going to say this: I was absolutely blown away by that. It was way, way in the hell more than I expected it to be. And the people that elected not to participate in that, and we know that some of them realized, you know, after it was too late, oh no, how do I get in on it? Well, you had to get in on when we invited you to start with. You know, just come and join us. But I was completely flabbergasted how that went on.
Yeah,
and it sure let me know some weaknesses that I have in communications.
Yeah, it really showed us the definite need for comms. I mean, it left no doubt that comms was needed.
Yeah, and by the time this was over with, it showed that it should have shown people that your communications, as we've said here on the show several times, is your communications are every bit as important as your weapons.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
Maybe, in some regards, maybe even more so.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. And I would say in some situations, you'd be better for selling some of your weapons and buying some radio equipment.
You know what? There's too many guys out there that have the money, have the means to do it, and they've got, you know, whatever, half a dozen $2,000 ARs or you know, three $2,500 1911s or whatever the case may be. And you know what, guys, it's all right to have a spare and a backup and stuff, but, you know, don't get stupid with it. You know, there's other things that you need to have. Take some of that. But the radios are, to the most people, the radios are just not as fun.
Yep.
And that's what it boils down to. These guys want to shoot, and they want to play Army, and they think they're all tuned up and squared away. And then you say, well, how would you get a hold of someone on the other side of the state if you needed to?
Exactly.
You know, I don't know. Well, never thought about it.
And, you know, in this not as fun, if they seen what was done with those radios this weekend,
yeah,
their fun meter would have been pegged.
Yeah, it was a real blast. I enjoyed it a lot. And like I said, it let me know some weaknesses that I have, which I can fix very, very shortly when I get back.
And the same here, you know, I even had some old equipment that failed.
Mm-hmm.
And if we wouldn't have run this exercise, I wouldn't have known that equipment was bad.
Yeah. And we did see some failures in different things, and there was some breakdowns in communication, maybe not because of equipment, but because of discipline and attention to detail.
Exactly.
And the way the scenario played out, those people could have very easily, likely been killed.
Yeah, yep, very much so.
Because of not conducting the exercise in a realistic manner.
Exactly.
I mean, it was conducted in a realistic manner, but some of these people didn't take it as real. They were playing.
Yep.
You know, and the ones that that took it seriously, and I watched these guys, and I couldn't believe my eyes. I just could not believe the way this thing was conducted. So rest assured that the next time this happens, that I'll be ready. I'll be prepared for it.
You know, and that's the thing about it. If you stop and look back of what we were doing and everything, we can practice. We can get out there and shoot on the ranges. And shooting on the ranges and do tactical training and stuff, that stuff can only get so real in practice mode. With comms, it can get real in practice mode. I mean,
yeah.
It is real life. And, you know, you're running at real life speed, real life problems, and frankly, it's no different in practice than it is in real life. And
that's so, right.
I mean, it was real.
And you know, that's what we tell people in these classes, and I'm going to tell you all that Friday, is that some of the things that we're going to do, especially starting Saturday morning, I'm going to tell you that you need to be somewhat of an actor out there, because sometimes it's hard to address paper targets that are not particularly mad at you and do it in real life when you issue commands to them, stop or I'll shoot or whatever the case may be. And to do that without playing, you know, and to be serious about it. And that's what happens with these communications is this was a very, very serious exercise that we were doing. And I think that this next one will be even more impressive because we're going to have more people online. And Blue Streak, you'll be involved in that too, by the way, whether you know it or not. And I just can't say enough about it. I'm not that easily impressed with anything. I don't care what you do.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, buddy, I was impresseder than hell when I went down and seen what was going on in there.
Well, I can honestly tell you the last time I seen something that realistic, that professional, I mean, they were utmost professional and
yes,
serious,
yes,
was when
were.
I was in the sandbox. I mean, I could have very easily closed my eyes and opened them and believed I was in the sandbox with the realistic comms training we were going
yeah.
through.
You know, we left out one class that went on there, and that was our AR building class.
Oh, yeah.
By
yep.
our very own Yakima Glock.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I forgot about that. And I wish I'd have made it over there to that one. I mean, I've put together a bunch of them and worked on a bunch of them, but I've never actually just put one because I never cared. I never wanted one. And for those of you, particularly, let's see, C7... Some of you may not know yet, as I did break down here 2 or 3 weeks ago and get an AR. I'm watching the chat room to see if it blows up. And, of course, out there today on the range, it malfunctioned about 4 times. But
I will say this.
I'm
going to be fair about this. There was 3 ARs out on the range, and Cope's failed the worst.
Yeah, it did. There was, but they all failed.
They all did.
Some not as often as mine, but I'm going to have to take mine apart and hose it out or something, see what's going on there.
I just think it didn't like you.
It probably don't, because I don't like it either. So it probably sensed that and just didn't want to act right. You know how a horse does when they know that you don't like them or whatever. Well, I think that's what that AR was doing, so. I wish I'd have brought my AK up so I could get a little bit of love when I got done.
Well, I'd have let you borrow mine, but we all know where that's at.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have to go get that one back. The okay, before we go to a break, WMD Doc, we have something to share with you here, and you're going to like it. We're going to be doing another arms expo just exactly like this one, involving most of the same people in Sholo, Arizona, on the 17th and 18th of October. And there will be no, Doc, not getting a 1911. WMD Doc, there will be classes and exercises and communications, FTX, and everything very similar to, if not exactly the same as the one we just had up here. So it was be prepared for that. And if you would talk to your folks there and have them set aside some time, 17th and 18th of October, it's going to be a very eye-opening experience for you, I think. And we'll get however many other people that we need to involved with that. So we're going to take a little break, and we come back. We're going to talk. We'll polish up, finish up a couple of these things on the expo, and then we need to talk about liberty a little more, I think.
Good evening. Allow me first to apologize for
this emergency channel.
I do, like many of you, appreciate the comforts of the everyday routine, the security of the familiar, the tranquility, repetition.
Bloody hell.
I enjoy them as much as any bloke. But in the spirit of commemoration, whereby those important events of the past, usually associated with someone's death or the end of some awful bloody struggle, are celebrated with a nice holiday, I thought we could mark this November the 5th, a day that is sadly no longer remembered, by taking some time out of our daily lives to sit down and have a little chat. There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Let me think, just let me think.
I suspect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor Sutler.
Damn it!
Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country.
Enemy is approaching fast, requesting orders. General, what should we do?
There's no response from command. Or from party leader Creedy. Or from the High Chancellor.
Why are you doing this?
Because he was right.
About what?
But this country needs more than a building right now. It needs hope.
Those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. Inevitable. Inevitable.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Is it common sense to allow your activist judges to ignore your history, your culture, your Declaration of Independence, and every other founding document to remove God from public life? And endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, their creator, not the ACLU, not the will of the atheist, or the anti-Americans that sit on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. Separation of church and state, yes. Separation of God from public life, never intended by your founding fathers. Is it common sense that the very political party who claims to be the party of the people and shouts, "We will bring change," consistently stops all common sense legislation to secure your borders, establish workplace verification, and stop taxpayer money for illegals? They call themselves progressive global thinkers. We had another word for them in 1776. We call them traitors. This happened all once before. 232 years ago, it led to revolution and thousands of dead in the streets. It will happen again unless you take back America now.
I hope we have once again reminded people that man is not free unless government is limited. There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
From my cold, dead hands.
Only an aroused citizenry will turn this uncommon sense around. And he or she who does nothing now is helping them to destroy America. My name is Thomas Paine, and I approve of this message. I only hope to God you will too.
Colonized America, we will stand for tyranny. Oh, he. And it's too late to apologize. It's too late. I said it's too late to apologize. It's too late. Okay,
are you ready? Here's Colt Reynolds with another maximum dose of truth and common sense on the Shooting Bench.
They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell, and there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me there.
All right, we're back. We've talked about this pretty extensively, but it's been 3 years ago. And since we watched it again last night and we introduced it to Anthony Bosworth, who has surprisingly hadn't seen it yet, we watched V for Vendetta again last night. And you know what? I've watched that show several times, and it's always been... extremely what's a good term for
well,
that?
Well, I don't know if I'm
really really connected with it.
I found it alarming.
Yeah, it kind of was. And that's kind of what I was going to say, because I really connected with the show the first time I saw it, the first 15 times I saw it. And but in light of the things that's happened over the last year, particularly over the last 6 months since Olympia. In Olympia, I saw what happened in that movie when the whole damn bunch of them had the mask and they marched right through the cops with the guns. That's what I saw in Olympia.
Yep.
And so I've got a whole different outlook on the show now, even though it's always been an awesome damn movie. But what and guys, if you haven't seen that yet, which I was flabbergasted that Anthony hadn't seen it yet, considering the theme of the movie. So just in case, if there's any of you out there that haven't seen it yet, I'm telling you, that's your homework. You need to watch that movie, and it's a movie that you have to watch. You can't get up and go get a drink. You know, get up and go the bathroom or anything. If you leave, you need to pause it and don't just let it play. You can't miss anything in that show.
Exactly, and I'll tell you, that movie caused Cope and I to be up until 3 o'clock this morning just discussing the movie after we watched it.
That's right. We were. It was exactly 3 o'clock when we went to bed. And And I'm serious as I can be. If you have not watched that movie, there is a lot to be learned in that movie. It was conducted, the attitude of the guy, the star of the show, was perfect.
Yeah.
It was as good as it was supposed to be. He was the Anthony Bosworth of London, or England there. And his everything that he did, and the things that he said and the way he conducted this. Now, of course, I don't know where he got the bazillions of dollars he had to have to do some of that, but it was a movie. However he managed to do it, I don't know, but he did it well.
Yeah, I wish I had the money that he had to play with.
Well, I mean, if we had those kind of resources, we could make things happen.
We could do some moving and shaking, that's for sure.
That's right. So, what stuck out in your mind in that show worse than, I say worse, more than anything else? What was the one thing that just continues to come back in your mind?
The one thing that got to me the most, and I brought it up a couple times last night, and it's hard for me to articulate, but what really stuck with me the most is that pretty close to the end of it, when instead, because I got the impression that he was vengeance driven throughout the whole movie.
Yeah.
And close to the end, he give up that vengeance, and then his thoughts become pure. And instead of carrying out his vengeance, he turned it over to the next generation. He did what he could, what he rightfully had the right to do, and then he turned it over to the next generation and left the choice of which way they wanted to go up to that generation. And that's what really stuck with me. I mean, there's a lot of stuff through the movie that really stuck with me, but I was more moved by that one particular point.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to probably do with the fact that, you know, I have teenage daughters, and one of them fancies herself as a rebel, and, you know, she's well-trained, and, you know, she's got a good head on her shoulder. And as a father, I'm afraid if we can't fix it in this generation, that she might have to sacrifice herself in the fight.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why that particular area really affected me.
And, you know, the other thing, your other daughter, who does not seem to be quite so rebellious. I shouldn't say rebellious, but have that rebel spirit. But I was pleasantly surprised today when we were talking about something. It was just a few minutes ago before the show started. We were talking about something, and the first thing that came out of her mouth during this discussion, and I wish I could remember exactly how she worded it, but it had something to do with the Constitution and with revolutionary, you know, ideas. And I was very pleased to hear that she would, at her age.
Yeah, she's the one that's almost got the complete Bill of Rights memorized word for word. I think there's only three amendments that she hasn't fully memorized. You know, so
I tell you what, she's sharp cookie, buddy.
Yeah, she is.
Your kids are awesome. They're just amazing. I just love being here and spending time with these kids. They're just amazing. So anyway, back to the movie, everything that this guy did. C7, that would be the 5th of November, not the 4th. Remember.
The 5th of November.
And if you go look a little bit of history on that show, the guy that this dude was, the guy that, you know, he wasn't pretending to be Guy Fawkes. He wasn't doing it, but Guy Fawkes was the guy that was driving the whole deal with the Gunpowder Rebellion or whatever it was, and the 5th of November and everything else. That's what, I guess you could say, probably it was his, this guy was his idol. This was his Thomas Paine. This was his Thomas Jefferson or whatever. And that's why they showed it in the beginning of the movie. They showed what happened to the original guy who was real. It was he died in I believe it was 1605 or something like that. And that's very much what this guy was emulating, was Guy Fawkes, who was a real character. So, anyway.
You know, the one of the things that really caught my attention also, Cope, is how this movie, and I can tell you right now, there's patriots out there that could watch this movie and not get it.
And not have any clue.
Not a clue.
And I'm sorry to hear that.
You know, I mean, how many good patriots would actually even miss the John Galt part of the movie?
Yeah.
You know.
Right. And it's not to... It's not really to put these guys down, but you know, if you're going to be a patriot, you need to do patriot stuff.
Yep.
You need to have a basic idea of some historical things and why it is that we do what we do and what to expect. And you know, I don't want to put anybody down that's trying to. I mean, you can be a patriot, not. Sure, if you love your country and you love and you're willing to step out there, whether you know why you're doing it or not, you know, you're still a patriot.
Oh, yeah.
But to be driven, as you say, the way some of us are, that is truly the 3%. Those yep. are the ones that we are that take all the training that they can get their hands on. The one that makes the sacrifices. We had a guy up here at the expo that sacrificed his Father's Day with one of his son, whom he does not have custody of, but he sacrificed his Father's Day to be here for this event.
Yep.
And those are the kind of patriots that make up the 3%. The 3% is not the guys that drive by. As I said last night, the 3% is not the guys that drive by in the pickup truck and honk and wave at the rally. Yeah, we support you. Rah, rah, rah. We're honking. We're honking loud and long. No, that's not the 3%.
No.
The 3% are the ones that are at the rally, the ones that miss work, sacrifice other time or other events or things that they should or could be doing, and put their time, money, effort into the liberty movement.
Exactly.
There's let's see what's going on. Let me catch up with my chat room here real quick. There's, you know what, Peanut Rider? You know, by golly, I forgot that you did that. That you drove to Capitan, New Mexico in 2010. That's where I was there, and that was the Right to Carry rally with Bob Wright was there, and that was when I first got started with the Watchman, which turned out to be. Well, I guess it was a wonderful thing because it led to where we're at today. But I forgot about that. That was a pretty long haul for you, absolutely. So, you know, Peanut Rider is one of those. He came from California. Capitan, New Mexico is just about as far east. Not quite, but it's way east in New Mexico. So he came from, I believe, Southern California and drove all the way to eastern New Mexico. There's a guy that I haven't seen him for a little while. I don't know what's going on with him. I need to, email him and see what's happening. But there's another guy calls himself T-Dog. And T-Dog got on his motorcycle and drove to Quartzsite, Arizona, where we fought the unconstitutional tyrant there, the police chief who kicked Jennifer Jones out of the city council meeting and actually injured her in the process. And there's Casper Mountain's not on here. He listens all the time because I know he's listening because he'll be doing something in the show and pretty soon I'll get a text message from him. But he's not on the chat very often because of where he's at. It's hard for him to do it. He came all the way to, I believe he was at Quartzsite. And he come to Luna, New Mexico when he was there and took some training and spent some time with us. So, you know, we have some of those 3%ers amongst us. We have in the chat room, there's a number. I would dare say most, if not all, the people in our chat room are real 3%ers.
Yeah.
The one that sacrificed time and money and if they can't be there, if it's too far, if they're too, physical challenges for some reason and can't make it, then they get on that PayPal account and get some money over there so we can get fuel and whatnot. And speaking of which, I saw a couple of folks up here a while ago that said that they would donate to your legal defense fund.
Nice.
So how would they do it? How do they get to your... Do they do it to the PayPal account?
No, the PayPal account has been seized.
Oh, that's right. It was. What the heck are you doing now?
I can't remember what it is. Kit does a lot of that. Kit does manages that part of it and everything for us.
All right, Intel Kit, if you're still with us, darling, give us information on the chat room because we've got some people that would like to help Anthony get through this. And, you know, there, it's no small expenditure in fuel cost and time off from other things that need to be done because of the tyrant. So, you know, if you can throw a few bucks his way to help with some of these costs. And we're still looking also for a constitutional attorney that will help with this effort. So there's going to be some cost to this. So if you can help anybody, any of you, all of you, throw in a few bucks. If Intel Kit, let me see if she's still in there. She is not still in there. Hey, Risen. Risen 77's in there. Good to see you. It's been a while. Let's see.
We might ask B2.
B2 Basic, I know you're listening. So we need to know what that information is so we can get some money in Anthony's legal defense fund. So, that dog's the biggest baby I've ever seen in my life. He just is this big old dumb looking. He's a good dog. He's huge. But he's,
that's why a lot of people call him the gray bear.
Okay, B2 Basics on it. There you go. Go to the expo page, arms. www.arms-expo.com and you can donate there and then send an email following that up saying what it's for. So, yeah, B2 Basic and Intel Kit takes care of that. And that would be a great help, and I would urge all of you to do what you can to help with that. Anything you can send, you know, $5 gets a gallon and a half of gas, and that gets him, you know, 25 miles closer to where he needs to go. So if anybody can get 5, 10, 20, 100, 10 hundred, a million, whatever you can do, a million would be great. And, hey, isn't that right, friend? No. Everything's accounted for, all of the money that's spent or the expo.
It's at the Arms Expo website. You can donate and send me an email. It'll go to his defense fund.
Okay. Yeah, that's B2 Basic just stuck her head in here and said go to that website and then send her an email saying what it's for and what's your name or your handle or whatever you put in if you don't want to use your real name. And but everything, all the money is accounted for. They're very meticulous about how much they've spent on things with the expo and what goes back into the war chest, so to speak, to help with the next event. Exactly. Nothing is used, and I can vouch for this. I know for a fact that nothing is used for personal use whatsoever. As a matter of fact, I happen to know that everybody involved here has put in personal money that has not been reimbursed because of all of the effort, and some of them don't want to reimburse. They just put it in there, because of the liberty effort, they're 3%ers. They're sacrificing, they're pledging their sacred honor and their fortunes and all that, and helping out with the whole effort. So. Okay, let's see here. We're getting several new guys here. We've got some more anonymous going in there. So, all right. What else? Did we cover everything on the FTX that needed covered? Let's see.
Well, I think it's important. I mean, a little to the negative side, but I think it's important to cover the lack of response from Washington groups.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a good response from other state groups, but
yeah, with people here from Utah and Arizona and California and everywhere else, and we have people right here within 20 miles.
20 miles, an hour, 2 hours, you know, 5 hours.
It is a little bothersome when I can drive 1,500 miles and come up here, and we got people that on weekend, most of them probably didn't have to miss work, and they could have driven for a half hour and come out here and supported us and learned something.
Exactly. And we had great food on site for them.
Yes.
We had great facilities.
I mean, sure did.
We could have done a lot worse. I mean, it wasn't like they were staying in the bush.
Yeah. Yeah, that barbecue guy, he's already committed to go to Sholo for that one.
Yep.
And he's got his poop in a group. Boy, yeah, he knows how to fix that barbecue.
Yeah, that tri-tip was pretty good.
It was damn sure good. But anyway, we have this same gripe every time we have a rally, every time we do something. Where were you? You know, what were you doing? Why weren't you involved in this? And it's like we were saying last night. Oh, I'll be there. Yes, sir. When the bullets start flying, I'll be right there with you. Horse spit.
What about the guy that gave us the rating that B2 read to us this morning?
Which one? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we need to respond to him.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't that just crazy? I mean,
That tells me that, in the first place, that he had not the slightest inkling of what we were doing out there. Was he one of the ones of the local groups that was invited and didn't make it or something?
He made it, but nobody else from his group, other than his group, showed up. It took a lot of coaxing and holding his hand to get him to show up. It was almost like he came looking for issues, and when he couldn't find any,
he made it up as he went along.
Made it up. He basically, what happens is he shows up, doesn't attend any of the training, and then complains that there was no training.
Yeah, exactly. And so these are the people, like at these rallies. We're supposed to bring the rally to your front yard. So would you walk all the way out of your living room, out on the porch, if we had this on your lawn? No. I don't think some of them would.
Don't think they would.
I know these guys get tired of hearing me say this because I talk about it every single time we have a rally or any type of event and try to get people to participate. And I guess it bothers me to a point. It's not just a little frustrating. It's infuriating because they want to talk about, oh, I'm tired of the government doing this and somebody ought to do something and we got to do this and do that. And okay, I understand that. I get it. But, you know, when we're trying to get voices and faces and seats filled out there to show the tyrant that there is damn sure a formidable contingent of people out there, where were you at?
Exactly.
I don't know. It kills me.
Well, and the thing about it is they sit there and they say, you know, we need to do this, we need to do that, why didn't you do this and why didn't you do that? And then you look them in the eyes and you tell them, well, I fully agree with you, we should do that. So what is it that you're doing so I can work with you so we can do this? And then they sit there and look at you.
Yeah.
And they can't articulate back to you anything they're doing. and it's like, I'm here to help. I'm here to join you and do this. So tell me, what is it you're doing so I can assist you in it? But boy, they're more than willing to tell you thousands of things you should be doing.
Yeah. And I've asked people that too. I said, well, I can come over and help you get that taken care of so you can make it.
I'm busy.
Yeah. Well, when I get done with that, I still have to, my wife wants me to, you know, I have to do this, that. In other words, I'm just going to be busy. I can't make it.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, well, what else have we got to finish up here? We need to, I want to remind everyone again that we've got the same type of expo coming up, Sholo, Arizona. We're not sure of the exact location yet. That will probably be in the next week or two. We'll get that all over and advertise it with great vigor everywhere. But it is going to be in Sholo, two-day event. We're going to have the same type of training for communications and whatnot. This is a real deal. We don't just go out there and say, okay, what would you do if you had to do this? We say, okay, show me.
Exactly.
Do it. Here's the radio. You know your thing. Who you're going? What are you going to do? Exactly. So that keeps people from going out there and saying, well, you know, I could do this and I could do that, but I don't have a radio. Well, put your ass in that chair right there. There's a radio.
Yep.
Well,
and that's the other thing too.
Show us how to do it.
Is if and we run into this. Well, I don't have a radio. Well, you need to tell me what you're going to do to get around that problem.
Yep.
No excuse. You need to make contact. Tell me what you're going to do. And, you know, we can work with it. If he says he's going to tie a piece of paper to a pigeon, you know what? That's a solution. Maybe not the world's best, but it's a solution.
And that was the point of the FTX is, I don't know is not an answer. I don't know is not a correct response. When I ask my kids something, they say, because, no. Because is not an answer. I don't know is not a response, a proper response. What I want to know is how you're going to do it.
Exactly. And we pulled no punches. We were brutal with some of these leaders.
It was kind of hurtsome, I think, to a couple of them there. But you know, are you gonna walk? Are you gonna use a signal mirror? Are you gonna send smoke signals? What are you gonna do? Give me something viable to say that you're gonna be able to connect with somebody that's going to connect you to the people that you need to be connected to.
Exactly.
Some way or another, you've got to get this message to those people that are 1,000 miles away.
Yeah, and that was the major thing, I think, theme of this, besides being communication, is we wanted to get the point across to them, be a part of the solution, not a part of the problem.
Yeah, exactly. We got, I forgot we had another patriot in here, Northwest Heavy, went and spent 3 weeks over there at Sugar Pine Mine with him from, and he's from Vancouver, Portland area. And he went down and pulled his shift. So, and we saw, you know, we saw those things at Bundy Ranch, and we saw them at the other rallies and stuff that we talked about, and protests and things that we talked about last night. So, let's see here. I'm checking out a text message we got there. All right, it's about that time. What do we need to do to clean this up here? We got our class coming up. We got the 3-day personal defense handgun coming up. We're going to start at 8:00 Friday morning, and we got our range all cleaned up and squared away here. Went up there and played on it a little bit this afternoon, and that will be all day Friday, all day Saturday. Saturday evening we have the night shoot. It's going to run us till 11:00 or so, and then we're back up and at it again on the third day. And I won't say anything other than that, and maybe we can get some of these guys to maybe give us a review or something on how it turned out next week sometime. So. All right, Anthony Bosworth, tell us. Give us some parting words there. Anything you'd like to throw in to the, at the end about your court date, about your the liberty movement in general, about the expo, about Olympia, about Spokane. What's going on here?
Well, you know, Cope, when we sit here and think about it, I think one of the most important things right now to me, you know, over the court date and all that stuff, the most important thing to me is I just want to tell all the LFA members, thank you. Thanks for standing. Thanks for being there when we needed each other. And, I mean, because these group of guys and gals, they go everywhere on a moment's notice. You know, you and I were talking about the Sholo, Arizona one, and before the first 24 hours, I think we got three quarter of them committing to go and trying to plan.
We have vendors that are already wanting to save spots. We have most of the LFA is Liberty for All, for those of you that are not familiar with LFA. We've got quite a number of those. I think the majority of the organization locally has committed to go to this thing.
And, you know, I don't I'm praying that we don't run into, and it being Arizona and being your territory down there, I don't think it'll turn out that way, but I'm praying it doesn't turn out to be like Oregon, where LFA comes down there and we got to do everything for the state. For that state, you know.
Well, the difference is Oregon created their own deal and invited you to it, and then didn't have the sand to
go through with it.
And this is LFA and Southwest Shooting Authority's event, so we already know that it's going to be better than what the Oregon one was.
Oh yeah, by far.
And I tell you, there's a lot of patriots in Sholo area. There's a lot of people that are, and there's some money there. Yep. And we've got some of those patriots are some of the ones with the money. And they're, you know, there's a lot of good support there, and several groups in the surrounding area within, you know, 100 miles or so, 150 miles around us. And I know for a fact that there'll be representatives from at least two different groups, and probably three, from New Mexico.
Nice, nice.
And I know we'll have representatives from one group in Utah. And if I can get a hold of the people I know in southern Colorado, we might be able to get them down there. So I'm really thinking that from a standpoint of if you want to call them three percenters, militia, whatever, I think we're going to have quite a better turnout than what we did here. And I think from a vendor and attendee standpoint, I think it's going to be just because I know the area and everything else, I think it's going to be several. It's going to be big. It'll be great.
Nice.
You know, I can't judge how much.
I'm looking forward to going down there and hanging out with some Arizona Patriots, since Arizona Patriots keep coming up here and standing with us. You know, it'd be nice to return the favor.
Well, it's going to be a heck of a lot of fun, and I can't wait for it to happen here. Nothing going on in the chat room here. We got some people that's trying to help you out here a little bit with your legal
deals. Well, thanks,
guys. So we sure do appreciate that. It's hard to do this.
So I got a question for you, Cope. Have you found a Confederate flag yet?
You know what? After all this stuff started, Confederate flags, there are no Confederate flags on Amazon. At least there wasn't at 3 o'clock this morning. And we should have gotten our Confederate flag earlier.
We should have.
Yeah, and we're going to have to look around and see if we can find a couple of them. Okay, well, we're going to sneak on out of here, and we'll be back tomorrow night with the mostly gun-related my train just run off the tracks, just dove right off the table here, with the mostly gun-related episode of the Shooting Bench tomorrow night. And I'm having a hard time talking here. I don't know if I'm getting too excited or too hungry. I don't know which one it is. But anyway, I got to get out of here. I'm flubbing this up, so we'll see you all tomorrow night. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of the Shooting Bench. Please join Cope Monday through Friday for the most politically incorrect firearms information show on talk radio.
Lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for you to decide who you are. Somebody should call them. Somebody should write a letter. Somebody should try and stop that. Somebody should do something. I challenge you to look in the mirror and tell me what you see. If there's somebody there, that would be you. It's time for you to do something. There is no doubt that the Constitution is hanging by a thread. it's not going to wait for us much longer.